5-year-old Ali suffers from asthma. He uses a ventilator to help him breathe. His mother, Samar, fled her home in Aleppo 4 months ago with Ali and his 9-year-old cousin as Russian and Syrian government forces intensified airstrikes on the rebel-held city. Ali's father paid a smuggler to help them flee to Turkey.
My husband wanted to come to Turkey too, but it is too expensive, so he could only send me here. The border is closed, and the smugglers want a lot of money.
Turkey tightened its borders at the beginning of this year. Ankara says it has already taken in over 2.5 million Syrian refugees and is under pressure to stem the flow of migrants to Europe. But this has left families divided. Samar, Ali and Maysa live in the Turkish city of Gaziantep, along with Samar's brother, who came to Turkey 18 months ago. He had been supporting the family by working at a clothing factory, but recently work has dried up.
There are many Syrians here, and it was especially difficult in the beginning. I learned some skills, but there is very little work here, and it's difficult finding a job. I am looking and hope to find something.
Without any income, life is getting tougher. Ali's ventilator only works properly if the right medicine is added, but his mother can barely afford the electricity bill to run it, let alone the medicine.
Everything is expensive here. I want to get a refugee identity card for my child that will make it easier to see a doctor, but I even need money for that. Life is difficult here.
Samar's husband is trying to sell his shop in Aleppo so he can pay a smuggler and be reunited with his family. But no one wants to buy a business in a war zone. In the meantime, Samar is dependent on handouts from sympathetic locals to help care for her children. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News.